Hello and welcome to lesson number 13 of FEEL Virtual Mastery Program. We are now delving into a new topic of frustration. And frustration is an amazing, amazing topic to get into because you're going to see that this is a feeling that if not addressed properly is going to keep you stuck. And so, of course, there is a spiritual message that you are intended to get from frustration, and it is going to do the opposite of the ego message of frustration, and it's going to get you moving, which is so exciting. So let's delve in and really speak about what frustration is about. And really, you're going to feel frustration when what you are doing isn't working. And so it's really a wake up to say what you're doing is no longer working and it is no longer okay to just go along. Now, this tends to be the problem. We go along with things that we know are not working for us. Why do we do this? Because you give more energy to your fear than your essence. And we blow off our essence. You know, it seems too complicated. It seems like too much energy. And that's the messages that you're going to get a lot of times when you feel frustrated. And when really it's your lack of not acting on your inner guidance that is creating more of a waste of time and taking up more of your energy. Now, anger and frustration can go together oftentimes, but the difference is that frustration is usually an indicator that that you can address before anger takes hold, because anger, again, is when you feel powerless to create change. And if you continue not to listen to your frustration, you will eventually get to anger. But frustration is when you know you have the ability to create a change and you just aren't willing to take the steps to make it happen. And so it really is frustrating to your essence because it's when you ignore these messages. Now, a lot of times there's a lot of reasons that we don't listen. It's not like we all the time blatantly choose not to. You know, our egos are very tricky and very powerful. And so what that, again, is this negative feeling is coming to you because more of your energy is going towards fear, towards ego, rather than your essence. And it's an indicator to wake up. And this is no longer serving you. And you cannot continue to go about your life in this way. So frustration is going to happen even if you're willing to take some of the steps, but not the big ones, not the ones that really will support you to shift in what you are thinking or what you're doing. And we make excuses as to why you can't make these steps. Now, these can be really simple. It can be ignoring your inner voice telling you what needs to be done. It can be about you can't exercise because it costs too much money to belong to a gym, and that's what's helped you in the past to lose weight. Or you can't look for another job because your boss might find out. And what this really amounts to is when you're feeling frustration, there's often going to be an excuse after excuse after excuse as to why you don't take responsibility. And it's not that these excuses aren't real. They feel very real to us, and there is a reality to them. However, we are making it more of your reality by investing your energy there rather than your essence. So what I'd like to do is talk about some of the three biggest excuses that we carry and how this attends to frustration and the shift that we need to be able to create within ourselves. So again, Feel Every Emotion as Love is about consciousness and slowing yourself down so that you realize that these feelings are signals, these feelings have a specific message, and you can consciously choose once you have the information provided to you as to where you want to invest your money and your energy and your time, because it all involves, those are all aspects of your life where you will come up with excuses, but it's not really about that. And that's what I want to get into. Okay, so the three biggest excuses is, number one, I'm afraid. And I hear this all the time. It's like you know what you need to do, but it feels scary. And what I always tell my clients is good, because fear and being afraid is a normal part of growth. And it's a good sign of growth, because what's going on is that you are being called to expand yourself. You're being called to get out of your comfort zone so that you can claim more of your truth, so that you can claim more of your power. And so you need to consciously choose. It isn't that the reasons why you are fearful aren't real. It's just that you don't want to continue to fuel that. And so really, that you are going to continue to feel frustrated until you say, I'm willing to be afraid in order to claim this for my essence, in order to take this next step for my essence. Now, the second biggest excuse, and this is a big one, and not recognized as much as I'm afraid, is I've already tried putting my energy towards making a change in some way, and it didn't work. And so you feel frustrated. It's like, hey, you know, I tried to follow my essence. I tried to take that step, and it didn't work. And so, you know, the result didn't give me the change that I expected, and now I feel frustrated. Well, where we go wrong is that thinking that we tried one or two things means it's going to be the solution. Just because you acted in a couple ways to follow the guidance of your essence doesn't mean that you've exhausted all measures to really make sure that you are following through on what your essence needs you to do. And oftentimes, again, it is a bigger leap, a bigger step, and we want to take the small ones because those feel more comfortable, when it's really you are being called to take a bigger leap, a bigger step, and you feel afraid because the small ones didn't work. But it's really the big ones that you are being called to do that's going to give you the result that you need. Now, an example that I love about already trying and it didn't work is the Jack Canfield story, who's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I don't know how many of you have already heard this, but he was rejected by over 144 publishers before going on to sell over 100 million copies of his book. Now, do you think he wasn't frustrated? I heard aspects of his story, and that he piled all his money, time, and energy into that book, and then went on the road and literally tried to sell these books out of the trunk of his car. So not only was he not making much money, he was away from his family, he invested so much time and energy into this. And don't you think he questioned himself, asking what the heck he was doing, and if he made the right decisions, if he blew his family's financial security on this dream of his? You know, what made him different, though, was that he chose to listen to his essence over his fear. Within him, he knew his work mattered, even though reality was telling him otherwise. He didn't give in to his frustration and and give up because his essence mattered more. And this is what makes him stand out. This is why he is as successful as he is, because most people won't do that. Now, I know, I've heard so many clients, and I'm sure you're saying to me, but Michelle, there are times when you should give up, shouldn't you? And the answer is absolutely. But you will know this as distinctly different than frustration. Yes, you will feel frustration, but the difference is you will be giving more of your energy to your ego rather than your essence when it is a situation where you should give up and you don't. And when this happens, the inner force that is meant to propel you forward won't be there, because your essence knows the difference when nothing is really going to change. And you'll feel hopeless because the situation has been exhausted and you feel like you're banging your head against a wall, versus feeling your inner force continuing to propel you, continuing to give you hope, even when it feels like there is no hope. And for some reason, you have hope. Now, this isn't false hope. False hope, again, is when you buy into, you put your dreams into the hands of one method or one person, and your frustration will be present because you aren't mixing it up enough. So sure, maybe the person you are with cannot meet your needs, but it doesn't mean that this person does not exist. You see the difference? One would be saying, trying to make one person say he's the one, even though reality is showing over and over again that he or she isn't, versus you giving up on the dream entirely that there is someone out there that can meet all your needs and that you are meant to be happy in relationship. So you are going to feel frustrated if you believe in something false that does not serve your needs, whether that falseness is giving up on your dreams, which that is not the message of your essence. Your essence may tell you to mix it up, but it's not going to tell you to give up on your dreams if your dreams are really connected to your essence. Now, your essence will certainly tell you to give up on a certain route that you're taking and trying to get that dream to occur, because that route may not be the correct one for you. So hopefully you can see the difference in that. You know, another example of this is believing your current job is what you must stay in because there's no other jobs out there. You're going to feel frustrated if you believe in that, because you're giving more energy to the fear rather than the truth. The truth is there are other jobs out there. Yes, it could be difficult to find a job, but it doesn't mean that there aren't any and that your dream job doesn't exist. So that's where we have to look at the messages that the ego is sharing with you regarding this and determine if it's in alignment with your highest good or not. Now, the third biggest excuse is I don't have the time or money or energy. And time and money really are just energy. Now, I touched upon this with anxiety because I don't ever think it's in your highest good for you to make the proclamation to the universe that you don't have the time, money, or energy, because your words establish that as your truth when it is not. Now, what's important about this in regard to frustration is when you use this excuse not to take responsibility. And what I want you to get really clear about is that when this excuse comes up, what is usually the case is that whatever you are feeling frustrated about hasn't reached the point where it's important for you enough to you to have the time, money, or energy to put towards it. And that's okay. But it's what I want you to realize is it's so much better for you to state to yourself, you know what, it just isn't that important to me at this time, rather than hide behind the time, money, energy excuse. So I'm going to get into greater details with this when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your career and your relationship with money. But what is really important here is that whenever you use that explanation, you become the victim, and I don't want you to do that. And so it's about you making a choice and you seeing that you have the ability to make the next step, but it's also about priority. And so being clear about what your priorities are, and that's okay. The important thing is that these excuses, when used as excuses and you feel that frustration occur, they're taking away personal responsibility to make a change in your life. And if you're feeling frustration, it's your essence's way of trying to get your attention that you going along with this, you going with the flow, you not taking a stand, you not taking that next step is not okay. And so even though the reasons you give may sound good, it may sound true, it may sound real, you need to ask if they are helping you to create your ideal life. Now, another thing that comes up with frustration is projections. And projections are something you feel, but because you don't want to own that you feel this about yourself, you project it onto somebody else, and you believe they think this way about you. And then you justify your behavior based on the projection and get frustrated because you get frustrated at someone else because of that projection. So this happens a lot when you feel you are not measuring up to someone's expectations. But see, those expectations oftentimes are your own projection that you believe someone has this expectation towards you. The reality is that this frustration is really that you expect this about yourself, and your essence wants you to be frustrated about that because this is an expectation you are putting on yourself that is depleting you in some way and is taking away your ability to fulfill your life's work, to take that next step that you need to take to create a more fulfilled life for yourself. So we do this projection because it's easier to place blame and frustration on someone else rather than yourself. Now, a common example of this is clients I've had who are stay-at-home moms or dads, and they believe their spouse feels that they should take care of a lot, the vast majority of responsibilities around the house. And really, what we discover each and every time is that more of the energy is about their own expectation that they put on themselves because they feel guilty for not bringing home income. And this comes out as frustration towards their spouse when really the essence is frustrated with themselves for believing in this, believing that their worth is only based on income and not through everything else that they do. And this is going to touch upon guilt, which we're going to get into next month. But it's important to recognize the piece that frustration goes along with this because it is giving more energy to this projection to something that is false, that you are buying into, and to shift this, it's about you taking more personal responsibility to say, that is not what I need to do. That is not something that I should have to do to get my worth and value. And see, so when people get confused when I talk about frustration being about personal responsibility, it's not about you taking on more personal responsibility. It's about, per se, you know, in the form of more duties. It's about you taking personal responsibility to say how I'm viewing this or my actions towards this are not correct. or not serving me, and I need to shift this. And so you take responsibility rather than saying, you know, my spouse needs to tell me that I don't have to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, what spouse is going to do that? Because a part of them enjoys the fact that you take care of it. So it's really up to you to determine, you know what, I need help with this. And that's okay. So that's the personal responsibility piece. Now, when you hear people projecting, oftentimes this is going to come in the form of complaining. And, you know, people are going to complain about their spouse or their boss or their relationship or their career. Now, the good news is that you can find out a lot about where you are stuck by listening to your complaints. Because complaining is the ego version of what you are frustrated about. And frustration is such a great example as to why just letting out your feelings does not release them from you. You know, sure, maybe you're going to feel temporarily better when you vent and get something off your chest, but the frustration is going to come back because you haven't done anything to change. If you aren't stating within you, as you vent, as you complain, what you are going to do about it, you are guaranteeing that frustration is going to continue in your life because you aren't taking the responsibility for it. So I'm sure you know of someone who complains all the time. They say something over and over and over. When I think of this, I think of a woman when I used to be a teacher, and you know, she was in her 40s and still single, and she wanted to be married, and she always complained about men. And, you know, she would say the same thing over and over about men, but never really looking at her own part in the situation. And, of course, you know, I didn't even have a psychology background at the time. But, you know, she was a friend. I tried to give her some advice, you know, help her to try to see what she could do differently. And what I started to realize was that she didn't really want the advice. She wanted to keep complaining. And because she was not ready, for whatever reason, to take responsibility. Excuse me, I'm going to take a little drink here. She wasn't willing to take responsibility, and so the same problem occurred over and over for her. Now, I tell my clients this all the time, that if they are in friendships where there's a lot of complaining going on, run. Run, because it's not healthy. It's not in anyone's best interest to complain, because like attracts like. Like is going to mirror like. And what you're doing is for each other is validating that it's okay to stay in this victimhood. You know, you're not consciously doing this, but you unconsciously get into this rut and validate being a victim. So, again, it's not that what's happening to you isn't real or isn't, you know, there shouldn't be compassion for it. There is. But if you want to change the situation, you don't want to get stuck in that rut of complaining. And it's not good for you either to be around complainers, because those are what I call energy vampires. Like that woman, it reached a point where I just couldn't be her friend. Even though, you know, I liked her, she was a nice person, we just weren't on the same level. And once I realized, you know, that I didn't consciously realize this, but it was just like, you know, I'm a person that wants to create change in my life, wants to make my life better, and I'm not going to have a lot of in common with someone who doesn't. And so, and you giving your energy away, trying to help them over and over, is a waste of your time and will take you away from taking personal responsibility. And I see this a lot with friendships, that people get caught up in other people's dramas and complaints as a reason to not take responsibility and pull the energy inward to support yourself. And this is what you need, is to claim that energy, to take those steps for yourself, because in the long run, not only will you be helping yourself, you're going to be helping others, because you are going to be functioning from a higher level, and you want others to function from that higher level as well. Now, it's not like I don't ever complain. I do. But the difference is, and especially if I complain about the same thing more than once, I am also listening to where I am not taking responsibility for the situation. It's like I know loud and clear that the complaint is my ego and there's a victim story to it. And you know what? Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes it's okay if I need to get into my victim story, because, again, the victim story is just the ego story, and sometimes the ego needs to be heard. And so it's saying, okay, but I'm not going to continue listening to you. And luckily, I think one of the areas where I'm really fortunate is that I get bored really easily when it comes to being the victim or complaints. I just have a super low tolerance for complaints. And I can hear my victim story, but it just, after a while, it really starts to bore me to pieces. It's so old and it's so tiring. I mean, sometimes it's just so tiring to even say, because you've heard it over and over again and it's just like, great, nothing's changed. So what this does is it will give you a choice when you listen to it with the intention of listening for where you are not taking responsibility. So your choice is to stay in the game and keep playing how you're playing, get out of the game entirely, or stay in but switch up your strategies for playing. And that's the one that I most often pick, because there's usually a reason why you're in the game that is for your highest good, and you just need to be willing to switch up the strategies. Now, people don't like hearing this sometimes, because I put the responsibility back on you. Your degree of frustration is a signal. It's the amount of action you need to take. So you don't want to shoot the messenger, whether it's me or your frustration, because all that I am sharing with you at this point is what your essence wants you to take action on. Now, I, too, get messages from my essence that I will fight tooth and nail not to take action on. I just don't want to do it. It's too much work. It seems like a waste of time. I believe I won't get the results I want. And what I had to realize is that it is so egotistical when I do that, because I'm acting like I know what's better for my essence than my essence does, than my spirit does, when my spirit is what is connected to the divine. And that's where miracles happen. When I ask myself, Michelle, are you going to be a part of the miracle or a whiny victim complainer? It gets really clear. And sometimes we have to be that clear with ourselves, that uncompassionate, if you want to call it, when it's really not giving any more energy to that ego. That's all it is. And when I get really clear that I'm being the whiny victim complainer, it's like, you know what, that role isn't that fun. It's okay, I can have compassion that I go there sometimes, but I have to get clear that that isn't fun and it's not serving me, and I'm not going to be able to serve and fulfill my life's work as I'm intended to when I get in that mode. Now, some of the times we can make a big deal about what it is to fulfill our life's work when really it's the simple things. And sometimes these simple things that we are being asked to do, even though they don't make sense to us, are about our need to take action that in the long run will make sense. And so wherever we want to whine or be complain about or be the victim about, it is an opportunity, even if it doesn't in our sense, in our notion, apply to your life purpose. You have a million things that you are meant to do, a million ways that you are meant to serve. And so trusting that when you are being called by feeling a large degree of frustration, that you need to take that much action to make it shift. Now, what this reminds me of is after my husband and I watched the movie Food, Inc. I don't know how many of you have seen it. You know, it's a movie about our food industry and how it's really an industry and how we are being served food in our grocery stores that isn't healthy, that there's some concern regarding the health of the food that we are eating. So, you know, at the end, it felt really overwhelming about this issue, that it's such a problem. And, you know, my husband and I both started going down that route, you know, like how can this really change, and what can we do? You know, we're just these little people here, and, you know, that's a huge industry with lobbyists and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not trying to get political here, but the point is that if we were to just stay frustrated by this and not do anything, change is guaranteed not to happen. And what I really got clear about was that if my frustration gets to a point where it's really strong, that I will be called to take action in a more powerful way that's more than just personal. You know, I can have my frustration and make personal choices about this, about what food I eat and so on and so forth. But if that frustration continues, that's a signal that I need to amp it up, that I need to bring this out into my community in some way and not buy into the fact that, you know, my husband and I just might be two people in this vast world that believe this way. Because if you think about what happened in the United States with the tobacco industry, which had huge lobbyists and was, you know, had huge money coming in through it, and the shifts that have occurred with the tobacco industry and cigarette industry, vast changes occurred. And it occurred from people not just making personal choices, but some people getting frustrated enough by the industry that they brought it out to their community, that they informed people, that they said that they took a stance for their essence and the essence of others, that this wasn't for anyone's highest good. So you're right that your action may not change law, but it will give energetic momentum for things to change. And big change takes big time to make it occur. It's going to take some time. But if your frustration is getting to that level where you feel it often, it's an indicator that, and you've made some changes and you've taken some action, most likely it's personal, it's going to be an indicator that you need to amp it up. Now, I heard this very loudly when I posted a blog about the Gulf oil spill. And, you know, people, I heard people venting about the issues, the state of our environment, but not providing a lot of real solutions. And so when I wrote about the spill in the Gulf, it wasn't about you having a solution to plug the hole, but how there are plenty of solutions to address when it comes to our dependency on oil. So not everybody is frustrated by this, but if you get frustrated by this, look not only at what you are doing personally in your life, but how you are reaching out to your community to make change, to educate, to inform, to state your concern for the larger community and for our world. And so that's what I want you to use your frustration about, is to see that if this keeps coming up, that there is more change for you to take. And trust me, not everyone is feeling the same frustration that you do for their own reasons. So it's up to you to claim that, to make more change. Now, people didn't like it when I suggested it with the Gulf of Mexico for people to take personal responsibility. And my clients temporarily don't like me when I am giving them feedback to take personal responsibility where they have given it away. And I always tell them, I hear the reasons as to what has led them to not take action. And they are valid, but they are valid to keep you where you are. And you are paying me to help you move forward, which means although I can understand why you feel the way you do, I won't accept it. So frustration is your ability to do just the same. Your essence is guiding you not to accept the reasons, even if your reasons are really, really good. They are never good enough to blow off your essence. Now, sometimes you'll feel that you don't know how to make that next step when really you haven't tried to take any step. And I really feel that you do know, but you don't want to own that. It feels like taking on another role, another weight, another thing to do. But look at the frustration that occurs from not addressing it. What you want to be really certain about is that you are feeling frustrated for a reason, so that you can create change, especially when that change is asking you to get uncomfortable and expand yourself. So this is part of the myth that in order to fulfill your life's work, it feels like, you know, it should be natural, it should be authentic, it should be easy, when I just have never experienced that personally or with people that I know who have created their ideal. It's always involved an uncomfortable expansion where people get frustrated and they self-doubt because they are giving their ego more energy and attention rather than their essence. But when you are being called to get uncomfortable and expand, this is always for your betterment. And your frustration from your ego standpoint will never allow you to evolve. Listen to the change that your essence is asking of you and be willing to see beyond what is realistic. We got to remember that a lot of things don't seem worth our time. a lot of things don't seem like we have the energy to do. But frustration is our opportunity to listen to the little messages and take action on them so that we become prepared to take the bigger ones. One of the one situation that I had recently was frustration towards my sitter because she was calling last minute and either telling me that she was going to be late or telling me that she couldn't come in at all. And of course, this completely threw off my day. And so, of course, being human, I projected that onto her, that I'm frustrated with her. Why isn't she being more responsible? This is her responsibility to come to her job and come when she says that she's going to come. Yet, I didn't want to make a big fuss about it because she has been so good to us. She's so good to our kids. She goes above and beyond, right? And so these were my reasons, these were my excuses for not talking to her and just dealing with it and going with the flow. And then it happened again, and then it happened again until it reached the point where I got angry. My anger just boiled up on, you know, one of these excuses because I wasn't paying attention to my frustration. And so this is what happens when we don't listen to our frustration, and it will turn to anger because we're not owning our power, and we become we feel powerless then. When really my frustration was saying, Michelle, you need to take responsibility for this. This is your employee, and so you need to manage this. And so you need to create healthy boundaries around this where, yes, there is room for her to have an instance here or there where she's running late or needs to call in sick or what have you, but it also needs to work for you. And I wasn't taking personal responsibility with that. And by me not listening to my essence, I sent a message to my essence and to the universe that I'm not willing to give that energy to my essence yet. I'm not willing to stand up for my essence. And when I make that statement, it's not just in regard to my babysitter. It's in regard to life. I'm not willing to stand up for my essence. I don't want to confront. I want to be viewed as nice and a compassionate employer rather than listen to my essence. And when I finally did address the situation, my fears about it became the reality. You know, she did think I was not a kind and compassionate employee, but that was her own ego getting caught into that. So what's really interesting is that when you have these fears and when you give your energy to that fear, even though it really wasn't a big fear, it was in my mind, it was just more something I was tolerating. When we tolerate something, it really is some degree of fear. So you have to be willing to pay attention to that when that frustration comes in rather than listen to the excuse, because you are sending a message not only to that circumstance, but to how you are handling your life overall. And if you are not willing to take a stance in these small situations, then you're telling the universe you are not willing to do it when it comes to the big things that's going to be required of you to fulfill your life's work. And so this was really, people and experiences come into our life like this as reminders to remember that it is always worth claiming the truth to what your essence is sharing and listening to it and taking action to it. So, you know, these things can be prevented, but it's not about preventing these conflicts in our life. When they happen, it's a wake up to say, you know what? If you aren't willing to listen and take action in this small way, not only is this going to make your life in this small way uncomfortable and not work for you, it's going to lead to larger ways. So you need to be willing. You need to be willing to stand up for your essence more than a version of yourself that you want to be, that your ego tells you you should be, rather than meeting up to projections of expectations that are really your ego's expectations. So it's like, what am I going to give my energy to? And when you feel frustration, you are being given a signal that you are giving your energy away to your ego and to your fears. And so, you know, like in the case with my babysitter, this could have been resolved should I have listened to my frustration from the get-go. You know, I could have started marking, you know, the times when she did come in late or did call in last minute, as an employer should, but wanted to treat the relationship more like family because she has the love for my children, but then got frustrated when she started to treat the job too much like family. So it was a mirror. And these are the indicators of where our vulnerable points are. And so it's not like this happens in all areas of your life, but pay attention to what is a vulnerable piece for you and where you need to heal that conceptualization of yourself so that your ego doesn't take over and you end up fueling more energy towards that. So when you are feeling frustrated, the guidance that is available for you is to go ahead, listen to the message. Listen to the message of the ego because it is indicating to you that it's got a story. And I would rather have you be consciously aware of what that story is so that you can start to see for yourself what the excuses are, what the blocks are, what you're giving your energy to, rather than just like mindlessly complaining. So it's like taking that piece back of, you know, when I feel frustration, let's hear it. Let's hear the story that my ego wants to get. And then take note that there is an option available. You're just choosing otherwise. And be okay with that, at least temporarily. You know, I see this sometimes with my clients is that they know what needs to be done. They're just, you know, scared. And so it's like, okay, that's fine. It really is because I know your essence is going to amp up the pain in terms of frustration and other feelings until you are willing. So it's like, and it's a trust in your essence that I have, but for you, it's really about saying, you know, is my fear worth the frustration? And if you can begin to see it in that light, you're going to choose your essence over your fear a lot sooner. And so this is what can really help you to make those shifts happen and take responsibility. So then you see the message of your essence. And it's like, okay, you know, what do I need to do to take this step? And a lot of times it's just a risk, but sometimes there are components to making it happen. And so it's like, can I really take these steps with having personal responsibility in them and really give my part, my energy to making my ideal life a reality. So what I mean by this is sometimes we can get, a little, I'll call it a little bratty for myself, where I'm like, okay, Essence, you are telling me to do something that I really don't want to do, but yes, I will go along and I will serve you, but I really don't give it the attention and energy that it needs. You know, I feel like just taking the step should be enough. And it's not. You know, if we are being called in this way, we really have to claim it in full responsibility. So then the next question is, am I really taking the full responsibility asked of me, or am I only doing it partway? And so, you know, again, maybe the smaller steps are easier to do, but it's really the big one that you have to make that's going to really create the shift in your life. And it's being willing to say that I see beyond what is realistic. Because remember, at one point, it wasn't realistic that a metal box could go in the air and safely transport people, but now it is. It wasn't at one point realistic that we could instantly see someone thousands of miles away, but now we can. So when you listen to the messages of your spirit that are underneath the frustration, you are being led to create everyday miracles. You must be willing to take those steps to make your dream a reality. Only you. Only you. And your frustration from the standpoint of feel will get you there with greater ease because you are connecting with the energy of your spirit that is guiding you to move forward and take risks. And these risks are not only for you to fulfill your life's work, but many aspects of what you are meant to do with your life and how you are supposed to touch others. So who are you to judge that you are not capable when divine guidance says otherwise? Frustration will give you the exact next step to take. All you need to be willing to do is listen to your inner wisdom and act accordingly. Are you willing to participate in everyday miracles? Because that is the message that your essence wants you to know. That as you do, listen and take action, you will be a part of that creative process that is so needed by the universe for you to take part in. So I thank you again for choosing, consciously choosing to look at your feelings from an emotionally conscious level rather than get frustrated with them and do all sorts of ego reactionary things with them, and that you have listened to your inner wisdom and insight, and that you continue to do so as you feel every emotion is love. I look forward to talking next week. Bye-bye.